With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, last night, people nationwide from schools, communities and companies slept outdoors to shine a light on child homelessness and, of course, to raise much-needed funds. News Talk's own Josh Crosby has himself just returned from various locations that he visited throughout the night, and he joins me now. You're very welcome, Josh. Well
hey,
done
Bobby,
for doing this. And we did it many years on this show, so I absolutely relate now to what you're going to tell me about. But, you know, the fantastic fundraising efforts we'll come to in a minute. But, you know, you were talking to the people out there. You must be very, very tired.
Well, look, your name was mentioned a few times throughout the night now as well. They all remember you taking part. And look, I have to admit, I've been in and out of the cold throughout the night, so I didn't fully commit to the same extent as the hundreds of people who did. And look, it's been a great turnout right across the country, from the large corporate events, groups in schoolyards, football pitches, and then families and friends, small groups in their back gardens under the stars. And the whole idea, I suppose, is to get people to step out of their comfort zone, even for a few hours, just to raise the vital funds for the homeless. And to bring it into perspective, I suppose, of why there is such need, the latest official figures show, Bobby, there are more than 16,350
That's
people
horrific.
Homeless, including over 5,000 children without a home to call their own. And look, these are only the official figures. There might be many more who are couch surfing and going from place to place. So it goes without saying that millions are needed to try and reduce this and, first off, I suppose, prevent people from getting to this point. I started off my night in the Ivy Gardens, not too far from where we are here now in News Talk, and I met with the CEO of Focus Ireland, Pat Dennigan. Pat begins by telling me the target they aim to hit through the fundraising effort.
It's our biggest single fundraiser of the year. We have a target of 1.2 million to raise for tonight. But it's also to raise awareness. It's to raise awareness that there's more people homeless in Ireland than there's ever been before. Somebody said to me recently when the kids went back to school that it's the equivalent of 220 primary school classes that are coming from emergency accommodation. It's a huge number, and really for a country with the wealth and resources of Ireland, then it's something that we really have to tackle.
And when it comes to the services of Focus Ireland, what kind of demand are you seeing now at the moment, and are there any noticeable trends in recent times?
We're seeing huge demand. We're seeing huge demand for services. Last year, 2024, we engaged with 18,000 people. 18,000 people came to us for help and support. Some of that could have been just very simple support in terms of advice and information. Some of it might be much more long-term and they need help. The need for housing and also the need for support for homelessness is growing all the time. And it's across the board. It's people going from emergency accommodation to work every single morning. It's people going to school. It's people going to try and tend to their families. They're all ages, they're single people, there's couples, there's families. We've been impressing on the government for their new housing and homeless strategy, and we really want to see a marked increase and impetus into the whole dealing with the issue of homelessness.
And are you happy with what you saw in the budget?
I'll hold fire on what we saw in the budget. There was very little dealing with the issue of housing and homelessness, but that new strategy is due out in the next few weeks, and we're really looking forward to that as something which could make a huge impact.
That's the CEO of Focus Ireland, Pat Dennigan there. He mentioned that they're aiming to raise 1.2 million. Do we know what the charity has raised so far, Josh?
Yes, Bobby. So I've just checked there now online and they've reached over €932,000. And this is coming from...
That's great.
Yeah, it is. And look, there's more to come, from small donations to the larger corporate supports, which we'll get to now shortly. But Bobby, you and the listeners know full well that it's hearing from the people impacted by the services that really hit home. So while I was at one of the events throughout the night, I met with Marie Farrell, who's a peer support worker at the Focus Ireland coffee shop. This is a place where service users can drop in for a chat, get some food, get some assistance. First opened by Sister Stan in 1986, and it was just over 3 years ago when Marie herself needed the supports of Focus Ireland. And through this, Marie says she's completely turned her life around and is now helping others who come through the door.
I was just coming out of addiction. I had a lot of mental health problems, grief. I had lost both my parents and I was in a very dark place. And thank God I found Stanhope Green. And that's where I resided for nearly a year. And I had a key worker. I never heard of a key worker in my life. And she saved my life. And Laura Bradley, Focus Ireland, shout out to her, because she is the woman that believed in me when I didn't believe in myself. When I didn't see any light and thought I'd never be happy, never feel like I could have a career, never mind feel normal again. Look, I had to put a lot of work in. Of course I did. But she gave me the belief that I could do it. Forever thankful to her. Yeah. And Focus Ireland.
You've seen firsthand what they can do. So you say they saved your life. I was going to say, how did they change your life? Mm. But they saved your life, you would say.
Yeah, 100%. I had left school when I was 15. I didn't even do a junior cert. She convinced me I could go back to college. And I was like, what? No. And I went to college and I did the equivalent of my leaving cert. Then I went on to do addiction studies. And now I am passionate about my career and to climb up the ladder and make a difference.
Fair play, fair play. So in one way you've come full circle now. You're giving back now. You're showing the way. And I suppose you can talk to those who come in about your own experience and then that gives them hope.
Oh, absolutely. That's, if I could give one person hope in a day, that makes my day work coming to work.
Looking around in your own work, what else would you like to see being done? When you were having a rough time, apart from Focus Ireland, what else could have been done as a solution or some lifeline?
Look, at the time when you're in that darkness, you don't see any light. You don't know where there's help. Look, I had to go through what I needed to go through. I understand that now. Maybe that hard time and that darkness, I needed to go through it. But I know what it's made me now. And it, by God, it's made me a very strong, independent woman that won't be broken again. That's for sure.
Peer support worker with Focus Ireland, Marie Farrell there, who's lived the experience of how important the charity's work is. Josh, remind me about the corporate side of Shine a Light and how it actually works.
Yes, so as I said, look, there are groups of all sizes taking part in this fundraiser, but one aspect of this event is that there are different corporate leader events and there are a few different benefits that come with these. So yes, of course, the donations are very much welcome, but by a CEO doing the sleep out, I suppose it encourages the staff in their company to get involved and fundraise, shake the buckets, whatever it may be. So I suppose it can be used then as a networking event as well. Focus Ireland takes on board some of the suggestions that are made by those who've being successful in business to what they can bring to the table. So while I was there last night, I noticed that there are networking prompts and discussions at the tables of what can be done to help vulnerable communities. Bord Gáis is one of the many companies who are not only taking part but has been supporting the sleep out for over 10 years now, and over this time has raised over 9 million in funding for Focus Ireland.
Wow.
Yeah, so they don't just donate, they also sleep out during the night. So over in the Ivy Gardens, where the very first sleep out took place in 2012, I met with Ruth Ranson, who's Corporate Affairs Director with Bord Gáis. And while I was there, I also met with Breed Graham, who's the Senior Vice President with Presidio. Firstly, we'll hear from Ruth, though. Ruth Ranson tells me why Focus Ireland is their chosen charity.
We are supporting the Sleep Out for a number of reasons. It's to raise funds, much needed funds for the homeless. It's to raise awareness and also just to show solidarity with people that are homeless. We have a very long standing relationship with Focus Ireland, so our partnership is much deeper than the Sleep Out. We partner across a range of activities right through the year.
There are many charities out there doing great work, but you've seen the dedication and the work of Focus Ireland. That's why you've stuck with them.
Absolutely. I mean, there's such an incredibly committed group of people and such a worthy and necessary cause. So everything that we can do, even if it's sleeping out just for one night, to help that makes a difference.
And I suppose for the staff involved, it's a great way of coming together for a good cause. You've many of them signed up, have you? They're all filling their own collection buckets.
Absolutely, we do. It's a great, like, there is great buzz. I mean, there's a Teams chat now and it's been hopping all week, and today it's really taken off.
I'm Breed Graham and I am the SVP for Presidio Europe and Asia. Presidio have 350 people employed here in Ireland. We're an IT technology company and digital transformation company.
You've come along here now tonight. First time, I believe, is it?
Very first time to do this, yes.
So you don't know what to expect?
No, I don't. And I'm wondering, have I too many layers on or too little? I'm not sure
I'd say you can never have enough on.
Probably not.
But tell me, I suppose, just for the culture inside the office, it must be important for everyone to get on board and to fundraise. And I suppose it creates awareness as well, having the conversation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We are a global IT company, but obviously we work in the community here in Ireland. And homelessness is such an issue, and it's so high on people's agenda, the reality that there's so many children that are homeless. So being able to support something like this is really, really good for me personally, but also for the staff at Presidio to stand in behind this. And, you know, it's only one night that we're doing it for, so I think it's really to raise awareness of the Shine a Light Sleep Out.
Breed Graham there from Presidio. And before Breed, we heard from Ruth Ranson from Bord Gáis. You spoke with them before they bedded down for the night. Did you meet anybody this morning?
I did, Bobby. Now, look, you have to rise early to catch some of these because, you know, you just never know with the weather. If it's going to turn and if it's a dirty, wet night, then people, look, understandably, are going to want to get up and go home. But I must say, it was quite mild overall throughout the night. Well, there were certainly some lowest temperatures, but it was dry and it was calm. So when I went over to the TU Dublin campus in Grange Gorman at 5 a.m. this morning, there were still plenty of people dozing away. So, look, they must be working hard all week because even though there were a few of us shuffling around the place, they were there with their sleeping bags, sleeping away on the ground. But just before we hear from those who slept out overnight, I'd like to just remind listeners again that the donation lines have not closed. This will be ongoing, so if anyone wants to donate or learn more about the Shine a Light event, they can find out all the information at focusireland.ie. Now, I hope everyone who took part is all warmed up again and maybe dry again after a fresh night. But I spoke with some of those rising at TU Dublin early this morning. First, we'll hear from Damien, who works for Allianz.
It was grand out there. It was long enough now. I didn't sleep a whole lot, but, you know, we're doing it for the right cause.
And it's just gone 5:30 now. Will you head back to bed now, or are you up for the day?
I'm up now. Not going to dig back into the bed now. Wait till about 9:00 tonight.
It makes you appreciate the security and the comfort of your own home.
It does. Like, you're going home to your own bed, got a bit of hot water for a shower later, and yeah, it does. Like, I mean, they're out there. Like, I mean, they're going through the real hardship. That's what tonight was all about.
Coming from a corporate point of view, you're raising funds. It creates a bit of a conversation in the office.
It does. Like, I mean, there's a group of us have been here tonight. You know, it'll get the message out there and heighten the awareness around it as well.
I'm Abigail Kelly. I'm here with McCann Fitzgerald.
And tell me, how did you get on? You have the scarf on, the woolly hat.
Yeah, I got on well. It was definitely a very cold night, but it was for a good cause, so.
Stay dry, that's the main thing.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely be a much better sleep now. Yeah. Tomorrow anyway, knowing.
And it's almost 6 a.m. now. Will you go back to bed or did you get any shut-eye at all?
I'd say I got about an hour or two kind of in and out of it, but I think I'll probably definitely be back in bed now in a few hours.
Just gone 5:00, 5:05, yeah.
Did you manage to get any sleep at all?
I probably about 35 minutes somewhere in the middle of the night. Yeah.
How did you find it overall?
I enjoyed it, it was a nice night, like, you know, it was mild, you know, it wasn't raining.
That's the main thing.
We survived, like, you know. I'm not great. I'll sleep outside, like. Yeah, it was an experience.
Hi, Martina from Bord Gáis. First time doing it. Great location. Great weather, thankfully. Tough night, but worth the cause.
The weather was on your side, but it's still a bit fresh, though, this morning.
Oh, fresh at about 3 a.m. Fresher at 3 a.m. than it is now. But we were lucky. We were lucky. Can't complain. No rain. Stay dry.
It makes you appreciate the comfort and the security of home.
Can't wait to get into my own bed.
Now, some of those who took part in Focus Ireland's annual Shine a Light fundraising event, Josh, remind us of the final figure.
Yeah, so the goal, Bobby, is 1.2 million. And since we started speaking, they've already raised over a grand since then. So it's 933,154 as we speak.
Great stuff. Every donation, big or small, helps Focus Ireland continue its crucial work to help those experiencing homelessness. You can help by donating at focusireland.ie.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.